Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm your host, Bo Wolf. The Eagles are once again licking their wounds after Sunday's 31-6 loss to the Washington Redskins, the Eagles' sixth consecutive loss after the team started the season 3-1. The biggest news to come out of the loss was the concussion suffered by Pro Bowl running back LeSean McCoy late in the fourth quarter of the loss. Head coach Andy Reid said Monday that McCoy still has a slight headache and is in stage one of the concussion process. He also added that McCoy's concussion does not appear to be quite as significant as the one suffered last week by quarterback Michael Vick, and as a result, McCoy is officially day-to-day. Reid added that he stands by the decision to leave McCoy in the game in the fourth quarter.
Listen, these kids want to play. There's two sides to this. There's that side that you ask me, and you'll probably come back and ask me that, did the players, did you feel like they quit? Well, no, these guys, they want to play. They want to win the game. They want to get better. They want to show that they're all in. And so there's a fine line there that you, and likewise as coaches, you want to make sure that the guys are you know, that they know that you're all in too. So with that, I don't regret it. I mean, it happened. Do I wish he wouldn't have been hurt? Yeah, I do.
As for the rest of the Eagles injured, Andy Reid said that Michael Vick is still in that first stage of the concussion process, but he is feeling a little bit better. And with the Eagles slated to play next Monday night against the Carolina Panthers, it's still too early to make any sort of declaration about whether Vick will be able to play this week. But when Vick does return, Reid said Monday that it will be as the starter.
And then Michael is improving with a concussion. He took the impact test, but he's still not at baseline, so he would be considered in stage one.
When Vic comes back, is he the starter? Is he the starting quarterback?
Yeah, well, we'll see how he does this week, but yes.
Injuries aside, the focus of Andy Reid's Monday press conference was the state of a team that sits 3-7 through 10 games. The head coach made no excuses for the team's disappointing record and said that he understands the frustration of the fans and the city. He also vowed that whatever happens, he and the team will continue to fight.
Obviously, that's not good enough the way we're playing. And again, I take full responsibility for that. I know we're letting the fans down and the city down. I completely understand that. I understand their how they feel on this, and I feel it from our football team, the coaches and players.
Nick Foles had an up and down day in his starting debut, throwing for 204 yards on 21 of 46 passing and throwing two interceptions. After reviewing the tape, Andy Reid said that there were some positives to take away for the rookie, but there were also some mistakes born out of Foles' relative inexperience.
I thought there were some good things that he did, and then there's some things that he can definitely learn from. But he made a couple nice throws, tight throws early, I thought were some pretty good plays. But again, there's some things he can work on. He's a young guy, rookie, and so there's a couple of rookie mistakes, but there are some positive things too.
The Eagles did make a couple transactions on Monday, re-signing guard Julian Vandervelde, who was a 2011 sixth-round pick by the team, to the practice squad. And they also added linebacker Nate Stuper to the practice squad. Safety Philip Thomas and defensive tackle Frank Trotter were both released from the practice squad to make room. Stuper was a seventh-round pick of the Oakland Raiders in this year's draft.